USARadio.com.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And welcome to the program. As always, great to have everybody here with us. We are back again with more Bucket Strategy Investing. Now, in our case, we're doing this live Friday style. That's the best kind, right? Brain Trust, standing by, as always, as usual, to take your phone calls and, of course, take your emails. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Our professor joins me yet again here at the desk. Now, we're going to talk. We'll take some calls first. I know we got a couple of people on hold. We will do that in just a moment. But afterwards, sometime this hour, fairly quickly, we're going to talk a little bit about Roth conversions, something that came up on the program yesterday and actually the day before, too. Taking money from your traditional IRA and then converting those funds into a Roth IRA. Now, I would suggest that there are plenty of reasons why you might consider doing that, but many people, I would guess, should think twice or thrice or more about making such a move. Roth IRAs, they're great for certain people, but not so great for others. So we're going to tell you the truth here. Who should convert, who should not convert, and all the rules for doing these things. This is all coming up here in just a couple of moments. So, lines are all open, almost all open. Call the show right now, 877-PLANNER. Brain Trust standing by. You can also email us via our website, which is known throughout the world as WealthEd.com. WealthEd, of course, is your source for all the topics we talk about on this show. You should check it out if you get a chance. Going to get things going. Time is now for your money questions. If you want to get in touch with the professor or anyone here at Lucia Capital Group, the advisors, the Brain Trust, we call them. Our number off the air, 800-644-1150. I would tell you this again. It's important to have your financial plan tailored to suit your individual needs and goals. The brief answers and the advice that we give to one caller or emailer, whatever, it may not be what's right for your specific situation. That's why you need to speak with a Brain Trust advisor. Let them devise a plan that works for you. That's what the advisors who work with us here at Lucia Capital can do for you. Once again, 800-644-1150. We appreciate them for sponsoring this hour of the program, bringing it to everybody all across the country. You can also call us here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. We'll get your money questions answered right away. We do, as I said, have a couple of lines open here at the start of the show, but we do have some folks on hold, so I am going to get to them first, Professor Plum. Let's get our pencils sharpened and get ready to go. We will talk Roth conversions and anything else that's on your mind. 877-PLANNER. P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's head out to Guilford, Connecticut first up. Elijah's on the line. Hello, Elijah.
Hello, Brain Trust. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question has to do with the treatment of annuities. Could be living benefit annuities or whatever. My understanding is any money that comes out of the annuity that's earnings is completely taxable. When you get into your own investment, your own principal, then it's considered return of principal, mm-hmm. and then it's not taxable.
Yes.
Now, my question here becomes, now, if you have $100,000 and now your account is down to $80,000 and then you've earned $10,000 on the $80,000, is that $10,000 considered earnings or is it considered still principal? Because you started with $100,000.
Well, it's a tricky one because they're looking at what it actually earned in that year and what you take out. So why did it go down to 80? Did it go down to 80 from losses or because you withdrew some of the money?
Losses.
Okay. So you have a variable annuity, obviously.
Yeah.
You should be, that should be considered return of principal. Now, some insurance companies may look at it at the beginning. It should be return of principal now that I'm thinking about it.
Anything less than 100 grand then would be return of principal.
Because anything that is earning it up to that point is just recovering your original basis.
Right.
So your basis is 100. To the extent that it's less than 100 and you're pulling money out, it is a return of your principal still, because you haven't. There's no earnings in the contract.
I got you. Okay, now let's say we get to zero, and now the insurance company is guaranteeing some kind of an income for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that money that comes after I get down to zero and thereafter, how is that treated for taxes?
Well, until you've withdrawn an equal amount to your original basis, it'll be return of basis. And then once they've returned $100,000 to you, let's say the thing never earned a dime.
It
went down day one, but you have this lifetime guarantee. So you're getting your income every year, your distribution every year, but there's never been an inkling of earnings over and above your basis. Once they've given you the full $100,000 back in distributions, then 100% of the payments are going to be taxable because you have no basis left in the contract. Every time you take out a distribution, that's not an income-oriented, a taxable event, it reduces your basis. So every time it's been reducing, but you ran out of money, cash value, before you ran out of basis. So when they still give you money back, you're still taking, your basis is coming down. They're two different accounting ledgers. One is the actual cash value, and the other is your basis. Has basis been paid out? Boom, boom, boom. And until that basis is gone, it's going to be your basis coming out. And then once it's all gone, once the basis has been reduced to zero as well, now whatever they pay you is obviously earnings. And so that will be fully taxable.
Yeah. Do you believe that the gentleman who sold me this said that when it got to zero, it's considered an insurance settlement, and any insurance settlement is tax-free?
I believe there are some very stupid people out there.
Okay, so I came to the right source to get the correct information.
It is not a death benefit on a life insurance policy. That is tax-free. But even if you look at a death benefit on a variable annuity, let's say I put $100,000 in, the cash value grew for the first X number of years, and it went to $150,000. I haven't taken any money out of it. And then the cash value crashed because of a market correction and went down to $60,000. Again, I'm not taking any money out, so my basis in this is still $100,000. But I got so upset about it going from 150 down to 60, I have a heart attack and die. My heirs get the death benefit of $150,000. That $50,000 of death benefit that the insurance company gave to them over and above what I put into it is still an annuity. They replenish the annuity value, and it's coming out of an annuity. It didn't change the basis. The basis is still $100,000. That is still a taxable event. Even though it's technically a death benefit, it's coming from out of an annuity, and that annuity is going to be taxable over and above the basis. It is different than the tax treatment of a death benefit on an actual life insurance policy.
Gotcha. As usual, gentlemen, you guys are right on. I thank you very much for the call.
All right. Thank you for the call, Elijah. We'll talk to you again. I appreciate it.
Taxation of annuities is troubling, and it can get complicated. Yes, it can get very complicated.
I can't believe somebody said that.
Unfortunately, I can.
Well, all right. I suppose I can, too.
Well, they probably promised them 10%, too, but that's a different issue.
Well, I could look at it this way. I work for a life insurance company. They give me my paycheck, and I say, well, this is an insurance company paying me, so it's tax-free. I mean, not all money coming out of an insurance.
Not all death benefits. Only life insurance death benefits.
Yeah.
And you can even screw that up, too. You could, there are ways to make a life insurance contract death benefit taxable. Most of the time, it's going to be. I mean, in almost all situations that we're going to fall
into. Yeah, so we're not even going to bring it up this time.
But annuity death benefits within an annuity, a variable annuity. It's very simple. There is a basis, and to the extent that whoever is receiving the money receives more than the basis at that time, that's a taxable event.
It's just a guarantee is what they're doing. They're guaranteeing that it's worth something.
There is a different treatment of taxation depending on whether you annuitize it or you take a systematic withdrawal. There is a difference in the tax treatment there. But now most of the time we're dealing with these lifetime guaranteed benefits that are withdrawal benefits, systematic withdrawals. And at that point, anything that is coming out that's over and above the basis is going to be a taxable event. So it could be either 100% taxable or zero taxable, depending upon what's happening within that contract in that year.
Yeah, and you bring up something, by the way, 877-PLANNER, if you've got questions. You brought up something that I don't normally think about, and I'm glad it came up. You have, in this case, in a variable annuity contract, which is where this would happen, where you have the basis. You put in $100,000. Now, let's say in 3, 4, 5 years, for whatever reason, your cash value, because the investments didn't do well, dips down to $50,000. Just, you know. But you haven't
touched it. But not because you've taken any money out.
No, you haven't. And then all of a sudden, at some point, it's $50,000. Your base is still $100,000. You start taking money out. The $50,000 is gone.
Right.
But it doesn't matter because the insurance company...
I still have $50,000 of basis.
Exactly. So even though the money's coming out of the insurance company's pocket to make sure that you're still getting paid...
Yeah. And that's the advantage of the variable annuity, because you can get to the
right,
you can get to the insurance company's money.
But your
quicker.
Cash value went down. You still have actual
basis
of $100,000. So the next $50,000 that they pay you, even though it's not coming from your cash value, is still going to be considered basis and therefore not taxable.
Right, and this just goes to the complexity of accounting. So what happens when you have a contract? You put in your $100,000. And it earns 2 or 3. Let me, it's an index annuity with the guaranteed withdrawal. And you put in the 100, and it earns 2 or 3%. But you take 5 out. Well, that means that let's say it earned 3. So it earned 3,000, but you took 5,000 out. 3,000 of it is attributable to the earnings. 2,000 of it is your money back. So you took out $2,000 that was not taxable. But now your basis went from 100 to 98. And then the next year, the same thing's going to happen. Hopefully, it earns a little interest. And then you take out your $5,000. So you're whittling away your basis. And so they're looking at, was money coming out of that contract that was over and above the basis?
Yes. And if it was over and above the basis,
then it's
the
taxable.
Basis, and anytime you take money out of your cash value, your basis goes down just a little bit. Okay. We got to take a break already. Wow. Okay. Get on board. I said we got some lines open. 877-PLANNER. You call. We answer. It's that simple. 877-PLA-NNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years. And has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453. Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Also, we've got some lines open right now, so it's a good time to call and ask your money questions here, whatever it happens to be. We had a call on variable annuities just a moment ago. In fact, that's a whole other topic that we'll cover on some future program because it can get complicated. You know, the taxation on them, how do they work? How are they credited? How's the interest credited? What is basis, et cetera, et cetera? So we will cover those at some point in the future, not too far from now. But if you've got questions on that or anything else, we do have lines open, 877-PLANNER. So Roth conversion, this is something else that has come up quite a bit. A Roth conversion. This is where you're taking something that's not a Roth, all right?
A traditional IRA, 401k, some other type of qualified plan, tax-deferred retirement account.
Right, and you're going to turn it into, you're going to put it under the Roth umbrella. Now, first of all, Roth IRAs, I think people get confused about what Roth IRAs actually are, Professor Plum.
Well, kind of the opposite of a traditional IRA.
It's the 180 degree, yeah, exactly.
I mean, instead of a tax deduction up front, there's no tax deduction up front. Now, the middle, there's three parts to it. There's the contribution, the deferred period, and the distribution. Contribution is the exact opposite of a traditional IRA. The deferred period, it's very same as a traditional IRA. The distribution is the exact opposite of a traditional IRA.
Right, you're putting post-tax money in. You get no deduction up front. You allow it to season or whatever it
defer.
Has to do. Yes, defer, thank you. And at the end, instead, unlike a traditional IRA where you pay 100% ordinary income taxes on everything that comes out, you get no taxation.
You live up to the rules, 5 years, 59 and a half, death, disabled, first-time home purchase up to 10,000, a couple other minor ones. It's tax-free, and that's a good thing, by the way, for a lot of people. The question is, how expensive was it to get the money in there?
And when you say expensive, what you're talking about is the fact that you have to put post-tax money in. And this is where the conversion part really, this is where it comes down to you having to actually make a decision. Because I would say that if you're eligible to have a Roth IRA, and you've already got post-tax money sitting around, there's no harm in just putting that money inside of a Roth IRA at all.
Yeah, if you've already done everything you can on a pre-tax basis, and you can't deduct a traditional IRA, but you can still do a Roth IRA, that makes a lot of sense. Even if you can't afford to fund it out of your ongoing cash flow, if you have money in savings, if you have money in, you know, personal investing, there's no problem taking that money and putting it into, up to the contribution limit, a Roth IRA. Get it moving on your behalf. I mean, if you've got savings, well, today you're not really paying any tax on those savings because you're not earning anything on those savings. But maybe in the future we'll earn something. Or if you have investing that, you know, that's earning dividends, interest, whatever the case may be, you're having to pay tax on those. By moving it into a Roth IRA, even as slowly as you can with 5,500, 6,500 annual contributions, hopefully that'll never be taxed again. That's a good way to build up. Even though you may be, you know, a little tight on the monthly income from your job, but you actually have some savings on the side, It doesn't matter where the cash flow or the capital comes from to put into a contribution
right.
for a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. You just have to have earned income and be within the income thresholds to be able to contribute to the area.
Right now, so you may have a bunch of pre-tax money sitting around inside a traditional IRA or a 401k, and for various reasons that we can get into in a little while, you decide, you know, I'd really kind of like this money to grow tax-free. Well, the only way to do that is to put it inside of a Roth IRA. I mean, really, the only way. When you put it inside a Roth IRA, as we just said, there is a cost to doing so. You've got pre-tax money sitting around. They're not going to let you get away with putting pre-tax money in a Roth. You've got to pay taxes on that money. So how much does it cost you to take that money out of the pre-tax account?
And that's what I said about it'd be really nice to have that tax-free income in retirement, but at what cost mm-hmm. did it take to get there? And so you have to understand, first off, what is it going to cost me to go from point A, my traditional IRA, my 401k, my 457, my 403b, whatever tax-deferred account we're talking about, over to the Roth IRA. Now, if I'm in a very, very low income tax bracket, and I know what my tax bracket is, and that's the key right there, actually knowing what your tax bracket is, and knowing how much room you have in that tax bracket, I can move it over, and maybe I can do it in the 15% bracket. Or maybe I've got such a large deferred account that using the 25% bracket makes sense. But you need to know what your tax bracket is today before you make the conversion, because otherwise a lot of people do get surprised about, wow, that my taxes seem to be a little higher this year than I expected. And it may be that because you did the conversion, you missed out on some tax credits, maybe a child tax credit because you went over the AGI limit. The conversion is part of your tax return. It is part of your adjusted gross income. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of tax credits that hinge off of your adjusted gross income. You know, so it affects those areas. And you may not only will you have to pay the income tax on it, but you may lose a tax credit or two from some other source.
Right. Think about it. If you're single and you make, you know, $32,000, but you happen to have, for whatever reason, you got $100,000 sitting in a 401k or an IRA, whatever it is, and it's pre-tax money, and you decide, well, I'd sure like to convert that over to a Roth. And you take that entire $100,000 and you convert it over to Roth, it goes on to your tax return.
Mm-hmm.
You are now no longer making $30,000 in a year.
No.
You are now making $130,000.
And $130,000 in a year pushed you out of the 15% bracket and a big chunk in the 25%, but it also pushed you into the 28% bracket, almost double
mm-hmm.
what your bracket was before.
Mm-hmm.
That. And depending on how old you are, that's probably not a very good idea. If you're in your 50s and 60s and you've got $100,000 and you're looking into retirement, you're going to have $30,000, $40,000 in retirement, pushing yourself into the 25% bracket is a very, very, very expensive way to do it. Because now you get tax-free income, but it wasn't going to cost you that much in taxes to begin with.
Yeah. So the question now is, what is your tax bracket now as opposed to what is it going to be when you're in retirement? I mean, if you're in a high tax bracket now and you plan, you say you're going to be in the same or a lower tax bracket when you retire, it probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense to pay the taxes now. Although in some cases you could.
There's always the outlier.
There really is. So I don't want to say that it's always the case. First of all, okay, we only got a couple minutes. Who should consider perhaps doing a Roth conversion?
Well, this is an area where younger or time horizon does play into it. The longer you have to let that money sit, the better you're going to be. The younger people have usually a lower income tax bracket, so they're more likely to do it. But the problem with doing it at a younger age is you have to have the money to pay the taxes. And that holds people back from doing conversions because while they can see the value in it, they don't have the money to pay the taxes on it. Mm-hmm. And so that's an issue. But when I'm in a very low bracket today, or a lower bracket today than I expect to be in retirement, and it's not just necessarily me, it's maybe my surviving spouse. Maybe we're in a bracket today and we expect to be in the same bracket in retirement, but if one or the other of us passes away, the brackets go up because less income can be in each bracket. So it may make sense from a survivorship standpoint to do these conversions. But you have to look at today's brackets, understand where you are, how much room you have in that, and try to make a projection into the future of what it might be in retirement. That's a difficult issue. I know that most people do believe that tax rates are going to increase in the future. Taxes can only go up from here, right? But realistically, are they going to go up on you? If you are in the top 1%, heck, if you're in the top 5% of income earners, yeah, you're probably going to see an income increase in the future from what you're making today at the same income levels. But will you be at the same income level? And if you're the rest of us, the 95% or less, will your income tax rate actually go up? The 15% bracket's been around for quite a while, and actually it's expanded nicely over the years. So more and more people that are in the 15%, they're going to stay in the 15% bracket unless they completely redo the tax code. And no, we are not getting a flat tax. It'll never work, not with Congress. So we have to at least make a look at the future to make an expectation.
Looking at the future, we've got money questions. We got folks to talk to. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back. Don't go away.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars. Premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart. Even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Buys a little time here for us. I keep saying one of these days I'm going to let the whole song play. I'm going to fork out write a check for, I think it's $80 still, to ASCAP BMI and say, yeah, we played it. All right, give this to Rod Stewart and the rest of the group. I don't mind doing that. You're paying the artists, right? Or at least you're paying their publishing company.
Wow, for you to pull out the wallet.
Hey, and sometimes it's
worth
it.
Unlock the vault.
It's worth it. Hey, I want to remind everybody really quickly, too. If you're in San Diego, California, obviously. Well, there are San Diegos elsewhere in the world.
Are there?
If you're in San Diego, California, you want to join the Brain Trust tomorrow. All right? Tomorrow, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock at the Sheraton Carlsbad. Professor Plum, you're going to be there.
I will.
Janine Stripe, local advisor. Who are you here on this program?
CFP.
From time to time. Yep.
Yeah, MBA.
Certified financial planner.
All around wonderful person.
Yes, she is. We're going to have all the wonderful people in San Diego. We'd like to see you tomorrow. It's the last warning we're going to give you. Learn all about retirement income challenges, strategies to address those challenges, and you meet the Brain Trust. This is what more can you want? So join us tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, Carlsbad Sheraton. Sign up. You go to wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com, or you can just give them a call at 800-644-1150. It's all free. But best thing is you get your money questions answered and you learn all about retirement income strategies for free. Not a bad deal. Okay, tomorrow. 877-PLANNER. Got some folks on hold. Let's get back to the phone lines. Elizabeth is up next in Fort Worth, Texas. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I have a question. I'm 61 years old. I'm planning to retire in 3-4 months. And I have some money in 401k through my current employer. Mm-hmm. And also I have some money in IRA, traditional IRA, I guess. So since I'm retiring, I don't want to leave that money in stocks. I want to move it to somewhere it's safe.
Okay.
So what will be the best thing to do? Can I move that money into cash?
Well, you can move the IRA to a CD. You can move the IRA to a fixed annuity. You can move the IRA to an index annuity. Those are all investments that have some semblance of a guarantee of principal. Obviously, a CD has a guarantee of principal from the FDIC. The fixed annuities have guarantees of principal from the insurance company, so you want to stay with a good insurance company. Those are guaranteed. Now, the issue, though, is you're 61 years old.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't mean you need to have 100% of your money in a super safe, no volatile investment. You want something potentially that will grow over the next 15, 20 years so that when you're 81 years old, you still have some money and it's grown over that period of time. So the idea is to look at what it is this money needs to do for you. How much is in the IRA? How much is in the 401k?
401k, currently I have about 170. And IRA, I had 200, but what I did was I moved 100,000 into cash because I was scared that the stock market will go down.
But you still have that 100,000 in cash. Where'd the other 100 go?
It's still in the traditional IRA.
Now, you didn't take the money out of the IRA and put it in a cash account. You put it in a cash account titled as part of the IRA, correct? I hope.
Right.
Yeah. So
right.
you still have $200,000 in your IRA. So you have a little over almost $400,000 of assets. Now, when you retire in 4 months, will you have a pension?
No, because I will. You know, I have Social Security, but I can't draw until 66.
Well, you could draw it at 62, but how are you married or single, Elizabeth?
Pardon me?
Are you married or single?
I'm married. My husband is 65, so he's not working. He's a minister, so he don't get paid.
Okay. Will you need to start withdrawing money from this $370,000 to be able to live?
Yes.
And how much will you need to start withdrawing?
Well, probably about $30,000 a year.
Okay. And then when Social Security kicks in, you'll be able to reduce that?
Right, yes.
And so how much will the Social Security be?
I don't know, approximately maybe about $1,500 or $1,800. I'm not sure, though.
Okay, this is going to be a pretty steep ask, because you're asking for $30,000 a year, which is, you know, 8% or so of the existing money every year. And so you do want some of it safe. Now, you're going to be able to drop it down a little bit later on, down to about $12,000 a year, but obviously you're bringing your balance down. I still wouldn't have all of it in cash, but I would have a big preponderance of it in cash. Now, inside your 401k, you have one of two options maybe. If you wanted to try to move some of that 401k money to a safer account, you may be able to do an in-service withdrawal, although it's only going to be for 4 months. Inside the 401k, there are probably options that are fairly safe, a stable value fund or something else. But right now, what you need to do is sit down and map out where the money's going to come from, how much you're going to be able to get, and when you're going to be able to do it, so that you can find out how much money you need to have in safe accounts. You could also move that other $100,000 in your IRA to a safer area than where it is now. But I don't think 100% of both the 401k and the IRA should go to stock. You need a mixture of investments to be able to get you the income that you're going to need, because you're asking for quite a bit from this portfolio. And if you want this portfolio to last, you're going to have to do something other than what a bank account is paying you, other than what a CD is paying you, at least on some amount of money. And so you need to sit down and create a strategy that says, okay, I need to put $150,000 of my $370,000 in very safe accounts, because I'm going to be drawing it down at $30,000+ a year for the next several years. And then I'll get Social Security, and now I only need $12,000 a year after that. So we identify what the time horizons are, backfill with the right amount of money. But you probably have $100,000 or so of this $370,000 that you can put in things that can earn better than 1 or 2% potentially over time. So unless you know you don't have any longevity, and unless your husband doesn't have any longevity, we need to create a strategy, because you're asking for quite a bit from your portfolio, and bank accounts just aren't going to get it done.
Yeah. I have some annuity. I guess it's Allianz.
Okay, and how much is in there?
It's about $100,000.
Okay, that's just personal money, not part of the IRA, not part of the 401k.
Well, we moved it from 401k a couple of years ago to that.
But it's not part of the $200,000 in the IRA you told me about.
No.
Okay, well, now you've got more money. Now you've got $470,000. Now it's becoming more reasonable.
Sure. Yeah.
So my question is, to live, is it better to draw from that annuity, or is it to draw from the 401k and live? I mean,
Well, it depends on what's happening. Don't say the name of the annuity again. I know which one you have. It has its own limitations on what you can take out of that particular contract. So it may be that you want to turn an income stream on from that contract, if we can, depending upon how old it is. But that won't be enough. You won't be able just to withdraw 100% of the money that you need on a given year. They're not going to let you take $30,000 a year out of that contract.
No, it's only 10.
Yeah, so we'll be able to take some of it from there, and then we're going to have to backfill from other sources. That's why you need a plan that lays out, okay, where am I going to get the money, what is available to me at different times, and what's the best use of the assets I currently have? Should I move them, or can I not move them because of huge surrender charges? How do I make them work for me to make it meet the needs that we've laid out?
Yeah, hey, Elizabeth, I'll tell you what, if you ask more questions, hold on a second. I want to have you talk to Professor Plum a little bit more off the air. about this, because a plan is really in order here, and I know that's why you called. So I want to have Professor Plum help you out. So don't go away. Hang on a second.
But this is, she's got a bucket need. She needs to bucketize her and put a bucket strategy together. She's a classic example of it. First off, she needs to find out where the money is. We're only talking about her money, too. Maybe her husband has some other monies that we need to, that we can use to help fund the need. But at first, she wanted, what, $30,000+ out of 370.
And you're saying, well, that's...
That's a steep little game.
But then as we got along a little bit more, well, there's another 100 here.
Yeah, we found another 100. Now we're down to a 6% distribution.
Yes.
Still not ideal for a 61-year-old, but it is... But better, and it's going to come down when she gets to full retirement.
And that's
age.
The thing, and that's identifying the points of time, how long you need this. Because you might say, look, yes, even if you needed 30,000 out of a, 300 whatever thousand portfolio, you know, if you only needed that for 4 or 5 years, she's 61, maybe till 66, and she turns her Social Security on, you know, you might be able to work that out for a short period of time.
And her husband is older, and depending upon whose Social Security is larger, maybe at 62 she turns her Social Security on, and lets her husband, because he's older and he's old enough to do a restricted application, and he draws from her benefit for 4 years and lets his benefit grow till 70. So there's some strategy that has to come into play here to make sure that she can meet her needs, their needs, as efficiently as possible.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of strategy here, and I know you are too, Professor Plum. It's a classic example of why you need why you're matching your assets to your liabilities. All right, we got to take a break. I'm getting the signal to take a break. So stick around. We got more to talk about here on the program. And hey, we got some lines open. What do you know? Give us a call. If you've got a question on strategy, can you make it to retirement? You give us a call right now. We will talk to you about it. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Lines open. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security Hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I wanted to get my dad a Father's Day gift that he would use.
Kimberly was looking for gift ideas, so I took her through all of our Craftsman and DeWalt tools and our Toro mowers.
Ace is a place to thank Dad for all he's done with a gift that lets him get more stuff done.
Head to Ace now to get Dad the best gifts from our best brands and receive a free gift card for up to $50 each with select Craftsman, Toro, and DeWalt purchases. Offer valid through June 20th at participating stores. Gift cards must be used on a future purchase and are subject to terms and conditions. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What? what?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
I want to be a billionaire.
Oh, hi.
So freaking bad.
Now, this is no guarantee. No guarantee, folks. All right? Just want to tell you. Suppose we all want to be billionaires.
Yeah, he's wanting to be. It doesn't say he's going to become one.
I saw an interview. Johnny Bean, Professor Plum, by the way, 877-PLANNER. Get on board. We've got some lines open for you right now. Just you know, speaking of billionaires, I saw an interview the other day. I don't know the guy's name, but he was the founder, I guess, of those Lululemon overpriced.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, they're pants. I only know because I'd read about them. Founder of this company. Very expensive kind of pants. I guess they're yoga pants or something. I don't know. But anyway, very popular. So the guy's like a billionaire. And somebody said, well, what's it like to be a billionaire? When your bank called and said you're a billionaire, he says, you know, I got to tell you, being a billionaire is really no different than having 20 or 30 million in the bank. I mean, well, you would think it would be, but it's really not.
He could help out quite a few people, drop himself down to 20 or 30 if it's the same thing. Take the other $970 million that you have and start giving it out.
Start giving it away.
$20 million. No, just $20 million at a time. I mean,
$20 million. I'll stand first in line.
And I'll see what it feels like.
You know, he says, you know, I'm still the same person I was when I only had like $30, $40 million. You know?
But at $30, $40 million, maybe he was an obnoxious jerk then, too.
I don't know. And I'm not saying that the guy
I don't know the guy at all.
Is you know, like that. But it just mentioned billionaire. And I thought, well, gee, if it's the same as having 20 or $30 million, I mean... Why would I want to shoot for a billion? I'll shoot for the 20 or 30 million.
That's more likely.
How am I doing that sitting here is the question. You know, it doesn't really happen. All right, 877-PLANNER, as I said, is our number, PLANNER. Oh, another hour is just ahead for many of you across the country. And we're going to get into some other stuff. Had an email from somebody who sent this to the show off of a blog. I'll preview it here.
So we know that it's from the internet. And it must be true.
And this shows why, first of all, why we do what we do. We give you the correct information. But why we have such distrust for, and I don't put these people really as a financial journalist, people who could just write blogs and look like they're coming from some
authoritative
source. They call it, you know, some kind of financial something.com. And the question was, should you use a Roth IRA as an emergency fund?
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Well, yeah, we have. And this person said no. But the reason they gave was, blatantly wrong. I mean, you have to know the rule. If you're going to write about Roth IRAs and make it your number one reason not to have a Roth IRA and fund your put your emergency fund in a Roth, I mean, you better know what you're talking about. And this was completely wrong. So we'll do that next hour. I'll bring that up. You can give me your impressions. I know you've already read it, Professor Plum, but it'd be interesting for folks to at least hear what information is out there.
I like the idea that he referenced something in the tax. He linked the IRS tax code that was supposedly supported his position and completely contradicted his position.
If you go to that publication that he linked to, well, he was confusing traditional and Roth anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll do that next hour. Along with some Roth conversion mistakes. Oh, also, we had a question on undoing a Roth conversion. We've been talking about Roth conversions this hour. You can actually undo a Roth conversion. And we'll get into some of the questions on that, like why you'd want to do it, the time horizon, when can you do another conversion after that. So different rules. We'll cover that next hour. But again, we were talking about 877-PLANNER, by the way, is our number. Oh, that's right. If you can't watch us next hour, I should remind you, too, you can go to wealthed.com. If you don't get the show in your area, you don't get it on the radio, or if it doesn't cover on television where you are, you can go to wealthed.com, our website. Thank you for reminding me of that. Okay, on Roth conversions here, we had said, obviously, if you're going to convert money to a Roth, you're taking...
Know your tax bracket.
You better know your tax bracket because you're going to pay taxes on that money. If you're in a traditional IRA, you're taking money out of the pre-tax world, you're putting it in the post-tax world, and allowing it to grow post-tax. Now, there are some Social Security strategies involved here, Professor Plum, because some people get awfully surprised when they do a conversion, say, and they wind up paying more taxes than even their bracket says they're going to pay.
Well, just because you're in the 15% bracket doesn't mean that the cost of a conversion, especially when you're on Social Security, is going to be 15% of whatever the conversion is. Now, we're just talking federally. We're going to ignore the state because most states don't tax Social Security. A few do. But we're looking at the federal side of things. And, you know, if you're in the 15% income tax bracket, you may not stay in the 15% income tax bracket. But even if you are in the 15% income tax bracket and you make a conversion while you're receiving Social Security, unless your income has already maxed out the taxation of your Social Security, unless you're already paying tax on 85% of your Social Security, you're going to have an issue. And we see this quite often with people. You know, they're in the lower brackets. They're not paying that much in taxes. They've got, you know, a good chunk of Social Security, $28,000, $30,000 of Social Security, maybe some pension and they're living off some other areas of income. And they think, well, I'm in a fairly low income tax bracket. I'd like to do some conversions either for myself, for my surviving spouse, or even for my kids because they're in a higher bracket than I am. And they'll do the conversion and they'll find out, whoa, my taxes went up dramatically. I was speaking with somebody the other day. They had $28,000 of Social Security, a single individual. They had a pension for $20,000 and they were taking $10,000 out of their IRA to live. But because of everything, the way it worked out, less than half of their Social Security was taxable. And they were in the 15% income tax bracket. So they said, what about doing a $10,000 Roth conversion? And so I thought, okay, $10,000, we are going to pay tax on that $10,000. Not all of it will be in the 15, some will be in the 25 because of what he was looking at doing. But more importantly than that, it was going to subject a big chunk of remaining amount of Social Security to taxation. The reality was by doing a $10,000 conversion, the effective cost on that $10,000, we're just talking federal again, was almost a 40% tax bill. But how could that happen? Because a small amount of it was in the 15%. But he wasn't paying 15% on a dollar of the conversion. He was paying a 15% on a dollar of the conversion and 85 cents of Social Security. And then he jumped into the 25% bracket. And now he's paying 25% on a dollar of conversion and a new 85 cents of Social Security. So he's paying a lot more in taxes than he had anticipated. Now, whether that made any sense or not depended upon how much he had in deferred accounts. If he has 100, 200,000, 300,000 in deferred accounts, I'm not going to recommend the conversion because we can get it all out in the lower brackets. He's taking 10 a year anyway. If he's got $2 million, yeah, because we can try to lessen the impact. And that's going to blow through the taxation anyway and get into true brackets that'll make it a little bit easier to deal with. But he had no idea that it was going to cost him almost 40% to do that conversion. And that was just the federal tax bill.
Yeah.
And luckily in the state he was at, there was no state income tax on the
which can make it even worse. But there's a case of somebody who knows what tax bracket they're in. It looks all great, but there are a few elements missing. Okay, you need the brain trust off the air? You want to talk to Professor Rick Plum? You can do so, or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Brain Trust, 800-644-1150. The off-air number, 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead. Stick around for more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.